So this afternoon we want to start with another guided meditation. And yesterday Venerable Dhammadipa was guiding us on a meditation on the four elements. And you know, the function of that meditation is to break down separateness between internal and external. And you know, the earth element internally and externally is exactly the same. And the water element internally, you know, the blood or the tears, they're exactly the same as the water in the sea and in the rivers. And fire element internally and externally, all connected with the warmth which comes from the sun. And air element. So that, you know, this meditation can bring that home, that we are not separate from everyone else and from everything else, the whole planet, the whole universe. There's a constant recycling happening. And in this time, you know, of very rampant climate change, that's a very important contemplation to kind of practice with. Because if we would really understand that, if we would really realize that truth, we would live very differently. And, you know, intellectually we start to understand it, but to really kind of change our behavior is very, very difficult. And in this time, you know, we are in uncharted territory, really, as a species. We are not knowing exactly, you know, where we are going and how it's going to continue, and if it's going to continue for us much longer, if we don't manage, you know, to really make some very deep changes. And I would like to do another, you know, guidance which helps to expand the mind and, you know, help us to connect with the bigger picture in terms of metta meditation, which is another way how we can expand the heart and the mind and include others. In the sense, you know, that we are wishing for happiness and everybody else also wishes for happiness, all beings, you know, the human beings and animal beings and the trees and all beings, you know, want to be at ease. And with the metta meditation we can connect with that truth. It's another way, you know, of breaking down the boundaries between me and everything outside of me, quote unquote. And it also, with the metta meditation, can help us, you know, if there's mind states or bodily states, you know, which we feel a lot of aversion, we can also include those. They are also, you know, the orphans of consciousness. How Ajahn Sumedha has been speaking about those mind states, to allow them to just be what they are and to notice, you know, if there's aversion. Because through aversion we're strengthening those difficult mind states. But if we manage, you know, to embrace them, to make space for them, then we have a way of starting to work with them. So find a posture you can sustain for about 40 minutes. And becoming aware of the body sitting and breathing in and breathing out. And bring your awareness to your heart area, chest area. And if it helps you, you know, to put your hand there, you could do that. And bringing to mind an image of a being or a situation, you know, which arouses that since the feeling of metta or benevolence in the heart. Might be like a little baby or a puppy or a kitten or some sweet little being. But just purely, you know, looking at it, that warmth arises in the heart. A sweet feeling. And then, you know, with that image, we ignite the little flame of metta in the heart. And then, you know, breathing into that heart area and slowly, slowly kind of encouraging that little flame to just become a bit more steady. No need to force anything, just protecting the flame so it doesn't go out again. Like when you want to light a fire, just blow a little bit and so that it doesn't die down again. And then slowly it's going to become more stable. And if it helps you, you can, you know, give it a color gold or pink or some color you like. And have that light, that flame, shine into all directions as far as it wants to go. Thinking, may all beings be happy, including ourselves. And in the beginning, we just particularly have that light shine out in front of us. May all beings be happy. And having that the sensation of metta, that's the object of the meditation. And the breath, you know, as it comes in and out, as it moves through the chest area, strengthening that light. May all beings be happy. Feeling how the sensation of the metta, you know, becomes more stable in the heart area. And if the mind wanders off, just when you notice it, bring it back to the sensation of the heart area, being warm, and the energy, the vibration in the area is the vibration of metta. And then we expand that light to one side in the front, and then to one side also. And then slowly going via the back to the other side, and then shining that light all around. And then also above, and below, sitting in an orb of metta. And using the feeling of metta as an object for the mind to hold during this meditation. Familiarizing ourselves with how that feels. May all beings be happy. And if for one reason the mind wanders off and you lose the metta, you can just start again from the beginning, igniting that feeling with an image, and then attending to it so it gets more stable. And just gradually expanding the metta, expanding the mind. And allowing the metta to shine in all directions as far as it goes. No straining, no forcing, just allow it to be. It's one of the four immeasurables or four divine abidings, the Brahma Viharas. Goodwill and benevolence towards all beings, including ourselves. It's like a good medicine. And letting the metta shine as far as it wants to. Then also becoming aware of the spaciousness of that mind state. Everything finds a place in that. The mind opening up, expanding. And being aware of the spaciousness of that energy of metta, which is just filling the immeasurable space. It's permeated by metta. And also noticing once, you know, the meditation is well on its way, how kind of effortless is welling up from the heart, like a spring. So being aware of the spaciousness, immeasurable space, permeated by metta, doesn't end at the walls of the building here, it goes on. It's immeasurable. So first, you know, we ignite the metta and become aware of sensation of metta, kind of springing up in the heart like a wellspring. And then once that is established, we become aware, you know, of the spaciousness of the mind, permeated by metta. And then as a next step, we become aware of knowing the spaciousness. That which knows the spaciousness and the sensation of metta. This effortless knowing. Like the sky on a clear day with the, you know, the sun at noon. The metta brings that quality of warmth, and the knowing of it is the clarity, the sky. Immeasurable. Like a cloudless sky. And then if a thought arises, it's like a cloud moving through, not leaving any trace. And just letting go of the sensation of the metta and just turning more towards the knowing itself, awareness of the knowing, awareness of awareness. It's no more object. The subject knows itself. Just a clear sky. Cloudless sky. And if you're able to rest in that cloudless sky, it's a taste of a liberated mind for duration. For a few minutes or for a few breaths. Like a temporary taste. Of a mirror-like awareness without any stories on top. And you're becoming aware, you know how this awareness, the knowing arises from the heart, not from the head. You can feel that. The thinking mind is included in it, but it's not, it arises from the heart. And in a few minutes we'll end the meditation. So it's a very spacious, still, mind. You know, it's coming to an end, and then we notice in our impermanence of this. Even the most sublime mind state is impermanent. And then we might feel, oh, I don't want it to stop. Or, God, I can't wait to get out of here. So, you know, bringing awareness back to the body, just sitting and breathing in and breathing out. For the last few minutes.